This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, my focus is progress, not perfection. You know, we're all familiar with that saying, when you know better, you do better. But that's not always my case, or the case for me. Sometimes knowing better doesn't always lead to me doing better. And when that happens, I guess I could characterize it as sort of a frustration sets in with me. Progress is good, but in my mind, perfection is king. And one example of that is for me, you know, I will say that about a situation, I've let go and let God. And I'll start my day for a few days, get up, let go, let God about this particular situation, let go, let God. And then after a few days, I'm back to I want what I want when I want it. And it's a mess because I'm saying, wait a minute, I know better than this. But I falter, I fall off. And so I recall what a pastor said once. He said, you think you're not where you're supposed to be, but you're exactly where God wants you to be. So enjoy the process. Now, obviously, you can take that a number of ways, right? At the time he said that, it was relevant for me because I was stuck in a job and I was ready to move on and doors weren't opening quick enough for me. But you can be stuck in a process of trying to master a spiritual lesson or whatever that goal is for you, and you just keep repeating it over and over again. I am reminded of Lazarus, the passage in the Bible that deals with his death. You know, Lazarus died, was buried for 4 days. That appeared to be, on the surface, a very imperfect outcome because it appeared that Jesus didn't arrive in sufficient time to save Lazarus. What we learn from this passage is that what appeared to be 4 days of imperfection was actually 4 days, 4 purposeful days, right? Because, you know, it was because at this time, no one had been resurrected and certainly not resurrected after lying in a grave for 4 days. And so by Jesus's ability to go in and resurrect Lazarus was for the glory of God. It was showing the people, not only in the town of Bethany where it occurred, but it spread throughout that Jesus was the Son of God. And so a few takeaways here. You know, first, two real quick ones. I can definitely be more patient with myself when I feel as though I've missed the mark about something. Two, I already know there is not, you know, perfectionism is definitely an illusion. And third, I can begin to value and appreciate the process of things and the progress of things more. If you find yourself in a similar place, be in the moment with me and stand on Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.